whatever time it is for you. My name is Michelle, and I am glad you could join me at my kitchen table. So grab your cup of coffee, and let's share where we are at in this adventure of home. Hello, and well, this is going to be an interesting conversation today. Let me just start here with this saying that I use a lot with my friends. I am a hot mess in a dress. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, I am a hot mess in a dress. And you're probably wondering, why? Why would I say this? Well, let me tell you a little, no, actually, it's actually a pretty big funny story about happened to me last week. So last week, actually, it was way before that. I think it was about a month ago, maybe even before that, probably closer towards the first of the summer, I decided that it was time for me to dig deep and start really looking at my podcast, doing some planning and take a good look at it. And I wanted to dig deep again, and that I wanted to work on that and prayerfully take it much more seriously like I did when I first started my podcast. So I was really mulling over that and thinking about it and planning, and I wrote it all up and I prepped it. I recorded a new post and I edited it. I got the artwork ready. I got it all ready to put up on my site. So I go to my site, which used to be Anchor, and now it's Spotify. So I logged in and I got ready to post it, and I couldn't find my site. Now I'm laughing today. I was not laughing last week when I was doing this, but I searched all over, and the whole time I'm thinking, I know the name of my account. I created it. I know what email it's in. I created this account. I should know all of this. Where the heck is my site? Did I lose my site? Did they dump my site because I hadn't been doing it for almost a full year? I looked over and over. I tried every email I have, and I just couldn't find it. I tried for over an hour. And I will tell you right now, I get very frustrated when it comes to technology and certain situations. So I was getting frustrated. So then after I tried every email and every possible way I could think of, I finally got logged in. I'm like, yes, it's actually a no. Because when I logged in there, I had the site, but it wanted me and it prompted me to create a whole new podcast. And I'm like, no, this is not right. I have a podcast. I have all these old past posts. I have all this artwork that I have been doing and I've gone through, and I couldn't find it all. All I could do was create a new post, a new podcast. And I was just devastated. And all I could think was, okay, oh well, I'm going to have to just start all over again from the beginning. So all week, because at that point I posted my, podcast that I had recorded, got it all prepped, all on there. I wasn't going to advertise on social media that I had a new post, none of that kind of stuff, because I was kind of embarrassed to what happened. So all week I've been wrapping my brain around this thought of having to reintroduce myself and going through that whole process, because I know I have done it a couple of times and I just didn't want to do that. I didn't want to have to start over again. So thinking through the whole time, what it would be like to reintroduce myself, how would I go about it? What would I say? What would I cut out this time that I added last time? What would I focus on this time compared to the last time? Just really putting some good amount of time and effort into knowing what I wanted to say and express to those out there, my friends and those that follow me, what few followers I have, but anyways, those that follow me and that kind of thing. Because I figured, after all, I wanted to do this start all over again, and I wanted a fresh start. and I really wanted to make an effort again, like I have in the past. So here I am getting ready to start writing, and I decided to look to see if I could find my podcast on Spotify, just my personal Spotify account, to see if I could at least listen to the old posts. So I searched up my name, which is So Abundant at My Kitchen Table. And guess what? I found it. I found my site. Woohoo! It was like, yes, I found my site. I was so excited. I couldn't believe it. There it was in all its glory. Every episode, every picture, all the hard work that I had done over the past couple of years, all I could do was laugh. I mean, when you think about that, all you can do at that moment is laugh when you've gone through so much frustration. So then I go and I see if I can log in on the creator side with the email that I know I set this site up with. And voila, there it is. There is everything that I need to do. I am in. I'm like so happy at this moment. I'm just like, wow. I'm in finally. Now, mind you, I have no idea where the podcast from last week is that I put together. It's somewhere out there in the ozone layer of the internet. I'm not quite sure where I'm going to find that, but I just know that I will need to re-upload that one later this week. But for today, I am actually starting with this very funny aha moment of explaining to you that, yes, truly, I am a hot mess in a dress, and that today I don't have to really start over again. I mean, really, really. I mean, you think about it. This is why I tell my friends that I am a hot mess in a dress. Guys, I really am a hot mess in a dress. But have you ever felt that way? Have you ever felt like you just fall short, or that things just don't go quite right, or things you do that you try to do to go well and you make a, such an effort and it just falls short, or it doesn't go as what you think it should go? Or maybe you feel like me, you're just a big, huge whirlwind when you're trying to do something. Well, welcome to my world. Those are thoughts that run in my mind at times, because there are moments I feel like I fall so short of what I want or need to do. I have times I feel like my life is a whirlwind of events just to get one thing done. I mean, seriously, last week I spent over an hour, I know I did, of my time searching for my site and trying to log in and get this thing created and posted and out there for people to help to inspire them and express and share with them what's going on in my life. And it's what happens. The darn thing is somewhere out there in that ozone layer of the internet. I mean, seriously, can it get any more crazy than that, where it's out there somewhere? I'll find it. It's just out there somewhere. And I'm sure most of you, if not all of us, have been there. And right now, with my new job, by the way, that was last week, and you'll hear about it when I post it, about my new job. And because, by the way, that was the new episode, like I said, that I recorded last week, because I wanted to share it with everybody, but now it's lost out there in the ozone layer of the internet. Well, thank you so very much, technology, but I'll find it. I'll get it posted. So with my new job, there are moments I feel like my life is a whirlwind. It really does feel like a hot mess. In fact, I had one moment this week when I got into my car to go to work early. Now, mind you, it takes me 30 minutes to get there. And it's a wonderful drive. I love my drive. But when I get into the car and I sit in my driver's seat, now I should start this with, I had to be to work early because of a situation at work. So I had to be there by a specific time. So I leave my house with just enough time because I know it takes me 30 minutes. So I get in there and I sit down and I find out that I have very little gas. Now, this is a very much stressful thing for me to get into my car and see that I have a little bit of gas. I don't trust myself. I think I'm always going to run out of gas. It's a fear thing for me. So I'm sitting here and I'm looking at the gas gauge and I start spitting and spewing. I am just a bit mad because I was not the last person who sat in the driver's seat. It was my husband who sat in my vehicle and drove my vehicle the last. And I'm just at this moment just complaining and beyond complaining, and I'm really mad. And as I'm driving the longer way, because I know I have to pick up gas on my way to work, so that means I'm going to be 5 minutes late because I'm taking the longer route, which is 5 minutes longer, and I have to stop to get gas, so that adds another 10 minutes to me getting to the office. And all I could think is, I'm going to be 15 minutes late to work. I don't need this right now. I'm already struggling. I'm a hot mess. And then I'm like, God, why? God, why does my husband do this to me every time? Why can he not just put the gas in my car after he uses it? I mean, seriously. He knew I had to be at work early, and he knows it takes me for 30 minutes to get to work. And what does he do? He leaves me with little or no gas, and he knows that just stresses me out. And I'm going on and on and on. And all of a sudden, I'm like, I am so stressed, God. This is so not fair. I was stressed, and I was spitting at this point. It was not a pretty sight, I will tell you. All. In fact, you probably could say I was ugly. I am sure I even looked weirder and uglier. And can you say uglier and weirder? Anyways, I know I did not look like a very nice person as I was driving because I was talking loudly with God about this situation. And I'm sure my facial expressions were showing that my frustration in that situation. And I felt at that moment that he needed to change, that God needed to change my husband to make it all better. That God needed to make my husband understand that he needs to remember me and my needs need to be put first. Yes! Right? No, it was not all right. I should not have acted like that. I should have had more humility, and I should have had a better outlook and been more thankful. I should not have allowed that situation and that moment to spiral me out of control just because it wasn't going the way I wanted it to. So in the episode that I had recorded last week, I had mentioned that I was doing a study of the book of Philippians with our women's Bible study. And if you want a study on how to be firm in your faith and how to withstand the trials and the struggles of life, this is a book I would highly recommend that you read in the Bible. That morning, I should have been more understanding. I should have been more thankful. But I wasn't. All I did was complain. The reality was is that I did make it to the gas station, and I did make it to work by 8:15. And I should not have been angry or mad. All it did was make my day harder in the morning. It didn't make it any better. When we have our own personal wants and desires, and we put them before others, that is when we become selfish and conceited and judgmental and so ugly. We complain about things that we shouldn't be complaining about. We look at our lives like it's out of control, that we deserve a better outcome or a better solution. But whatever the circumstances we are in, it shouldn't be perfect. But in those moments when we're out of control and angry, we want them to be perfect. We want them to be the way we want it to be. Not the way that God wants our lives to be, but the way we want it to be. And that is not the way that God wants us to live our lives. Yes, I might be a hot mess. In fact, I am a hot mess. But I am learning with studying Philippians to lean into God and allow the mess to be the mess that it is. I am learning that when I let go of that control of wanting it to be perfect, and I'm learning that if I embrace the mess I call life, God is able to clean up my messes, or at least what I feel is a mess, and guide me through my life. And what I feel is a mess, He actually makes it so beautiful for us because it's His workmanship and not our own. So here, I am still a hot mess in a dress in my mind, but I am a hot mess in a dress that's leaning into God and laughing at what is happening around me and enjoying the beauty that He is creating. Because at the end of the day, that is the only thing that I can do, is to lean in, is to appreciate what is happening and how God is orchestrating His story in my life. I mean, what else can I do? Try to control it? Cry about it? I can't do that thing. And I really do not need to be getting angry like I did over the lack of gas in my car. It's not what God wants, nor is it what the world wants to see. It's ugly. And the reality is that will just show the world, like I said, the ugliness of my human side. Something that God does not want me to show. He wants the world to see His Son, His workmanship, His peace. He wants everybody, the world, to see the work that He has done and is doing in my life as I lean into His Son and as I lean into Him through each of these struggles that I am facing. Now, the other episode that's somewhere out there in the ozone layer, I'll find it, will be up sometime next week. So there'll probably be two episodes instead of one in a couple of weeks. But I do encourage you to listen to it, just as I can encourage you to listen to this one. I encourage you to listen because I share you my journey of getting my new job and how God worked and orchestrated in and through that and in that situation, and how God answered my prayers in that moment and in my life. So I would really encourage you to listen. So for today, I'm a lot bit. I'm still that hot mess. I'm still a little bit of a whirlwind. I still got a lot on my plate, and I'm still trying to do way too much. But I'm learning that if I let go of that and accept that and embrace that through all this mess of life, that God is creating my story in a beautiful way, the outcome is not going to be mine. The outcome is going to be His. And I really, that is why I have this podcast. That is why I share these stories with you, because I want you to see the beauty of what God can do in your life, just as He does in my life. So I am so thankful for those that join me and listen and hear, because maybe this will encourage others to share that story of what God does in our lives each and every day, even in those days when we're all a hot mess. And who knows? You may be a hot mess in a dress like me. You never know. So for now, I'm going to take my hot mess in a dress and go find a cup of coffee, cup of tea, something to refresh me and get some more work done so that maybe I'm not such a hot mess in a dress tomorrow. So join me next week and I just might be a little less of a hot mess. You never know. Thank you for joining me today at my table, but unfortunately my cup is empty and it's time for me to go. And if you've enjoyed this time as much as I have, please like and share my podcast, and I would love to hear from you down below. So until next week, enjoy your adventures at home.